I guess one thing it does bring up, and we were going to talk about this later, but in the survey, Erica, we brought up situations of very high risk and whether people would consider using CDK off protocol. For example, if this patient, she's a scientist, she's educated, she reads all that and says, I'll pay for it. But at that point in the adjuvant situation with her clinical presentation, would you have given her, do you ever do CDK and those kind of off-label situations?
I'm lucky to have an adjuvant CDK trial right now. I don't think it would really be a safety issue. I've not done that nor been faced with that situation, though.
I would agree. I mean, obviously, we don't have any data to support using these drugs in the adjuvant setting, and there are issues of cost and fiscal responsibility and evidence-based practice and all those things. But if we put those to one side for a moment, I think in that particular case, I would be willing to add a CDK4/6 inhibitor to adjuvant endocrine therapy. I understand that it's completely without evidence to
Yeah,
do
I mean,
that.
unfortunately, right now, out-of-pocket costs for a CDK4/6 inhibitor is very prohibitive for most people in America.
Yep.
And worldwide.
Right.
Sure.